Proverbs 8. Does not wisdom call? Does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights beside the way, at the crossroads, she takes her stand. Beside the gates, in front of the town, at the entrance of the portals, she cries aloud. To you, O men, I call, and my cry is to the children of man. O simple ones, learn prudence. O fools, learn sense. Hear, for I will speak noble things, and from my lips will come what is right, for my mouth will utter truth. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are righteous. There is nothing twisted or crooked in them. They are all straight to him who understands, and right to those who find knowledge. Take my instruction instead of silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than jewels, and all that you may desire cannot compare with her. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and I find knowledge and discretion. The fear of the Lord is hatred of evil. Pride and arrogance in the way of evil and perverted speech I hate. I have counsel and sound wisdom. I have insight. I have strength. By me kings reign, and rulers decree what is just. By me princes rule, and nobles, all who govern justly. I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently find me. Riches and honor are with me, enduring wealth and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, even fine gold, and my yield than choice silver. I walk in the way of righteousness, in the paths of justice, granting an inheritance to those who love me, and filling their treasuries. The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts of old. Ages ago I was set up, at the first, before the beginning of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no springs abounding with water, before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills, I was brought forth. Before he had made the earth with its fields, or the first of the dust of the world. When he established the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when he established the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limit, so that the waters might not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him, like a master workman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in his inhabited world, and delighting in the children of man. And now, O sons, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and do not neglect it. Blessed is the one who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting beside my doors. For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who fails to find me injures himself. All who hate me love death. This is the word of the Lord. Why should Paul listen to wisdom? On Wednesday, I had a conversation with Paul. He lives here in Mount Joy, and he needed help moving a small porch and stairs. And since Presbyterians are nothing if not spontaneous, Troy, Seth, and I volunteered to help. And I learned a few things about Paul. He thinks of himself as a good person. He doesn't believe that Jesus is the Son of God. He doesn't believe that the Scriptures are the Word of God. So, why should Paul listen to wisdom? Why should someone like Paul, or you and me, listen to wisdom? We should listen because wisdom is worth it. In a nutshell, that's the point of Proverbs 8. Listen. Wisdom is worth it. You may remember that chapters 5 to 7 sound the alarm over the adulterous woman. Now, in chapter 8, Lady Wisdom takes center stage, and we are her audience. But why should we listen to her? because wisdom is worth it. That's the point that surges like a wave through this chapter in its four sections. If you have a worship guide, you should be able to see the breakdown of those four sections. The point is, listen, wisdom is worth it. So first, in verses 1 to 11, Lady Wisdom praises the worth of her words. Verse 1 again. Does not wisdom call? Does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights beside the way, at the crossroads, she takes her stand. Beside the gates, in front of the town, at the entrance of the portals, she cries aloud. In other words, she posts a video on YouTube for the world to watch. Verse 4, to you, O man, I call, and my cry is to the children of man. O simple ones, learn prudence. O fools, learn sense. What she has to say is for you and for me. But why should we listen? Look at verses 6 to 9. Have we ever heard someone who talks like this? Her words are noble. They're right. They're true. They're not wicked. They're righteous. They're not twisted or crooked. They are straight and right to those who understand and have knowledge. Don't we listen to people like this? And that's the point. Consider the worth of wisdom's words. We should listen to her. Verse 10, take my instruction instead of silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than jewels, and all that you may desire cannot compare with her. When I receive an email, I may or may not respond right away. Probably not right away. But when someone speaks to me, or when Becky, my wife, speaks to me, I had better not ignore her. And that's the point. Don't ignore what wisdom has to say. Listen to her. So Lady Wisdom praises the worth of her words in verses 1 to 11. In verses 12 to 21, in the next section, she gives a sales pitch for her worth today, in this world. Today, in our day-to-day lives, she is worth it. Do you need help living your Christian life? Do you ever find yourself saying, I don't know what to do? Why is my heart so prone to wander? I need counsel. I don't know how to lead. Listen to wisdom. Verse 12, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and I find knowledge and discretion. The fear of the Lord is hatred of evil. Pride and arrogance in the way of evil and perverted speech I hate. I have counsel and sound wisdom. I have insight. I have strength. By me kings reign, and rulers decree what is just. By me princes rule, and nobles, all who govern justly. I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently find me. Riches and honor are with me, enduring wealth and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, even fine gold, and my yield than choice silver. I walk in the way of righteousness, in the paths of justice, granting an inheritance to those who love me and filling their treasuries. There has never been a commercial like this one. There has never been a product more worthy of our attention. Listen, wisdom is worth it. Verses 12 to 21, that section, are about wisdom's worth in this world. And the next section is about wisdom's worth before this world even began. Now, we care about when something started, when it began. I went to Grove City College, and that was established in 1876. J.B. Hostetter's began in 1927. Is that right, Jack? Higher Grounds was started 14 years ago. We really care about when something started. Well, wisdom says, you ain't got nothing on me. Look with me again at verse 22. It says, the Lord possessed me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts of old. Ages ago, I was set up at the first, before the beginning of the earth. So before God even created the heavens and the earth, there was wisdom. Wisdom is from God himself. Now watch this breathtaking tour of God's creation over these next couple verses. Verse 24, when there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no springs abounding with water. Before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills, I was brought forth. Before he had made the earth with its fields, or the first of the dust of the world. So this episode of planet Earth begins in the deeps and then ends with the dirt in our hands. And before all of that was wisdom. Verse 27, when he established the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when he established the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limit, so that the waters might not transgress his commands, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him, like a master workman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in his inhabited world, and delighting in the children of man. If you wanted to learn about proclamation, who would you ask? Would you ask me? Well, I might know some things, but you'd be better off asking Troy or one of the elders who has been here from the beginning. And that's the point. Wisdom has been from the beginning. Listen to what she has to say. Lady Wisdom brings this home in the final section, verses 32 to 36. If all of this is true, if this is the worth of wisdom's words, if this is her worth in time, now, and before time even began, then why should we care? So what? Why should we listen? Well, this last section tells us why. And now, O sons, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and do not neglect it. Blessed is the one who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting beside my doors. For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who fails to find me injures himself. All who hate me love death. Listen to wisdom and you will be blessed. Listen to wisdom and you will become wise. Listen to wisdom and you will find life. Listen to wisdom and you will obtain favor from the Lord. To not listen is only to injure yourself. To not listen is to love death. You see, the stakes couldn't be higher. Listen, wisdom says. Wisdom is worth it. So, do you listen to the wisdom of God? Every page of his word and every atom of his world proclaims his wisdom. The question is, do we listen? We know all too well that we aren't good listeners, after all. Instead of listening to God's wisdom, we often instead listen to counterfeit wisdoms. And we know that because our lives bear the bad fruit as a result. I got a picture of this in my own heart when we moved a few weeks ago. Now, there's a lot to be anxious about when you move. Do we have enough helpers? Are there enough boxes? And most importantly, will it all fit in the U-Haul? But I felt overly anxious. I'm sure you know what that feels like. I felt overly driven. And why? I think it was because I really wanted to hear these words. I wanted to hear, "Wow, you packed really well. That was such an easy move." In other words, I was listening to my wisdom. And my wisdom was saying, "Colin, what matters most is that you are as efficient and prepared as possible. That's what matters most." And I got what I wanted this time. People said those things. "Wow, good job packing. That was such an easy move." But they were saying that, and all the while, my anxiety felt exhausting, and I wasn't happy in the end. Instead of listening to God's wisdom, you see, I was listening to my own wisdom. But God's wisdom says, "Colin, what matters most is loving me. What matters most is loving the people around you. It's not wrong to want to be efficient or prepared. But remember that my power is made perfect in your weakness." That's an example from my life. We know very well that we have a hard time listening to the wisdom of God. So what's the answer? What's the answer for deaf people like us? Do we just need to listen better? Do we just need to put in our spiritual hearing aids? What's the answer? Is Paul right after all, the person we helped earlier this week? Is he a good person? What does our chapter say? What does Proverbs 8 say? Look again at verses 4 and 5. Who is wisdom talking to? "To you, O men, I call, and my cry is to the children of man. O simple ones, learn prudence. O fools, learn sense." So we're simple ones. And in the book of Proverbs, to be simple is to be uncommitted or gullible or easily misled. But we're also fools. And in the book of Proverbs, to be foolish is to be arrogant. It's to be insensible or spiritually dull. The point is that by nature, this is who we are. We're simple and foolish. As the New Testament puts it, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So what does it take to make us listen? What does it take to make simple and foolish people like us wise? What does it take to restore sinners to the glory of God? We need God to change us. But notice, wisdom isn't God. Look with me again at verse 22. It says, "The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts of old." Wisdom is created, it's possessed, it's fathered by the Lord. You can see those translations in your footnotes, most likely, if you have your Bible. We need God to change us, but wisdom isn't God. We also need someone to listen
for us. But notice that wisdom isn't man.
Look with me at verse 31. It says that wisdom was rejoicing in his inhabited world and delighting in the children of man.
So wisdom, on the sidelines, could delight in the children of man, but wisdom isn't man.
The good news is that the Son of God became man. Unlike wisdom, the Lord Jesus Christ is fully God.
On the sidelines, wisdom watched as the Lord made the heavens and the earth. But Jesus Christ is the Creator.
The New Testament says, "For by him all things were created."
Jesus Christ is fully and eternally God, unlike wisdom. Also, unlike wisdom, the Son of God became man.
From a distance, wisdom delighted in the children of man. But the Son of God became man. 2,000 years ago, Jesus was born. And in his life on earth, from diapers to diplomas, he lived the wise life. He listened to wisdom. He did what wisdom says in verse 20. "I walk in the way of righteousness, in the paths of justice."
So Jesus listened to wisdom. The Gospels proclaim his wisdom on every page. Jesus listened to wisdom in our place. And unlike wisdom, Jesus died for the simple and foolish. Even when his Father's wisdom meant suffering and dying on a cross, Jesus listened. And was it worth it for him? Was it worth it for Jesus to listen to wisdom?
Yes, it was.
He rose from the dead. He returned to his Father.
And he received the blessing, the wisdom, the life, the favor that wisdom promises in these verses.
And he freely gives it to all who listen to his voice. Have you listened to the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you accepted that by nature you are simple and foolish?
Have you listened to his voice, believing that he alone can save you?
If you have, then his Spirit
has given you all that wisdom promises in this chapter.
In Christ, you have every spiritual blessing. In Christ, you are now wise.
In Christ, you have found eternal life.
In Christ, you have obtained favor from the Lord. Yes, wisdom is worth it. So, believer, brothers and sisters in Christ, wisdom is worth it. Be encouraged. Listen to the wisdom of God this week. And when you don't, when I don't, know that
your life in Christ
isn't dependent on your listening ear. It's dependent on Christ, your Savior, who is coming again. So why should Paul listen to wisdom? That clicked for me when I was talking with him. He doesn't want to listen.
Why should he listen?
Well, Proverbs 8 says, because wisdom is worth it. The stakes couldn't be higher.
Notice again how the chapter ends. That last verse. "But he who fails to find me injures himself. All who hate me love death."
People like Paul need to hear the voice of our Lord Jesus Christ. We were just like Paul, And by the grace of God, we have heard the Son's voice, and we now live. Amen. Well, Proverbs 8 says, because wisdom is worth it, the stakes couldn't be higher. Notice again how the chapter ends. That last verse, but he who fails to find me injures himself. All who hate me love death. People like Paul need to hear the voice of our Lord Jesus Christ. We were just like Paul, and by the grace of God, we have heard the Son's voice, and we now live. Amen.